Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, those who are listening now and those who will listen later. I have Josh. He is on the phone with me, or the studio with me, actually. And hi, Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. You have a great radio voice. So I got that compliment for you last week when people were calling in and everything. And he's so smart. And they go, how do we play his games? Can you go over that a little bit more? That was two questions. How do you play your games? And, and I tell you something, this guy's brilliant. He really is. And so how do you let me ask you this. Have you got it set up where we can go play your games and be the heroes? You know, because I know you're having different types of heroes. What's your thoughts on that? Are you working on that? Is that something in the future, near future? What do you think?
Yeah, it's all work in progress because I am creating them right now solely by myself. So it's a pretty slow process. I hope to be able to, you know, be able to work on it just full time. You know, in between right now, I'm just working on, working and living in between in my free time. I'm working on them, but I'm constantly just trying to think of new ideas and new stories that I could share. So at the moment, there isn't any playable things right now. I'm working on some smaller projects that I hope to get out there. Just, you know, things to, you know, get my game dev bones working and so I could make something smaller and then eventually have these bigger projects where these big commercial endeavors, because a lot of these other things are small, probably going to be free. If they cost anything, they're only going to cost like a couple dollars. It's just to get me started. So I hope it's something to look forward to, but right now it's a slow process because I'm by myself working on these things.
Well, you hear that. He's by himself, so he's a lot of passion. And I know Josh pretty well. So I really enjoy talking to him and knowing he's going to make an impact. I have to tell you, because a lot of people that listen to the show believe in, you know, higher energy, law of attraction. And I know you do, however you do it. Everybody talks it different. But mm-hmm. I had a dream about Josh last night that he was working with Disney. Is that not cool? So how cool mm-hmm. is that? Because you and Disney have a lot in common. You guys think outside the box. No one had ever done what he did. And kind of like you, no one had ever created the kind of games that you're creating. So, and that's where we can all be heroes, right? I think your newest game is a Polynesian gay man being the hero, right? Disney did the same thing with some of his stuff, and they're even taking it a step further now. So, like, when you say that you want the heroes and you want to play, you know, you want to create the games, in my experience, and I don't know a lot about video games, when I play one, I'll play it forever. Is it like something like Pac-Man, and that's way before your time because you're 24 and I'm forever 21. So tell us how your games are. Are they like one guy, one going up different levels and all that kind of stuff? Because someone asked me about that before. What's your thoughts on that? So
Right now I do have games that are in the format of Pac-Man that I'm working on, where they're more arcadey, where you just kind of play a simple game and you try to master it and get as far as you can. My bigger projects are going to be more story-driven games, so they're going to be some simple RPGs, but with a lot of narrative in it, and that's I just really like the way that I can use RPG mechanics to convey things and get the player to experience things in a safe space, because that's my favorite part about games, is you get to experience things and things that you couldn't experience because it's just a safe place for you to try things and to feel, and you know you're not in any real danger because it's just a game. So this opens up lots of people to, you know, experiences and stories that they wouldn't have otherwise, just like other media and books and television. It's definitely why television is so popular, because we get to see that dramatic show or that, you know,
right.
Police investigation, and this is stuff that you normal people aren't involved with, but that's why it's so interesting. So using that same principle, you can do that to experience, you know, other people and maybe learn to understand other people just a little bit more, because we get to see their life. We get to play their life even.
Oh, that's really cool. So you're saying to me, And I want to go back. You said RPG. I don't know what that means. But so you're saying that, like, we watch TV. So this time we get to play NCIS, for instance, mm-hmm. or something like that, right? Because that's like cops and robbers and good guys, bad mm-hmm. guys. And so in your game, that's what you're creating is being the good guy. And the good guy's not typically the beautiful, you know, brawny guy. I would say that, you know, like the guy you see on Brawny actually made for towels, right? You know, the guy who's a rugged guy. The hero in one of your games that you're creating is the Polynesian gay man, right?
That wasn't my game. That was just a game that had recently come out, and it kind of resonated with me because I have Hawaiian background, and I was just like, wow, I don't see, you know, Islander people as the stars of anything or the main playable anything. So that was just something I was like, wow, that's really cool. So that wasn't my game.
Yeah, well, I have a half sister who's Hawaiian and Caucasian, so I get you. So that's what you like. So for instance, if a beautiful hero when in your story would be 20 something, curvy mm-hmm. and not in your story, but in stories, right? So this mm-hmm. way you're creating, maybe she's an 80-year-old woman wearing a super cape being Superman, correct? And mm-hmm. You know, for instance. So how did you get to that? How did you create that idea? Okay, you know, because I like it. How did you get to that where you were doing that? Did it just say, okay, it's popping in your head, or you said there's got to be other types of heroines where this everybody's the norm, not just that, you know, not just the beautiful, typically beautiful looking people, right? And beauty can be beholder. Okay, right? So
it's just kind of experiences as I grow up. I wasn't exactly like typical macho man. I didn't really play a lot of sports growing up. I was really bad at them, so I just didn't like them because I was bad at them. People were yelling at me, you know, get the goal. It was just too much for me at a young age, so I just didn't do it. So I quickly fell into the nerdy, kind of weird, outcasty thing because I was just moving so much, so I never had an established friend group. So video games were where I went, and you have to experience these other people and other stories. And as time has gone on, the medium of video games has just grown, and so we're seeing more stories with just different people because a lot of the big AAA games, which are just the big commercial endeavors from the big companies, are dominated just like other medias with the same kind of people, these, you know, big, sexy, badass women, these big, sexy, badass men, and it's like those are such a small amount of people who would fit in that, you know, blonde, blue eyes, white, heterosexual male or female skin, that it's just not, you know, it's not a clear picture for everyone, and not everyone can resonate with that.
Right. Right. That's good. I like that.
So I have heard stories of, like, it's the protagonist is a female and she's a mother, and she's like, that's something we still don't really see, is a mother being the star of a game or a, you know, we sometimes see in movie and film, but we don't really see that in video games. And they say, you know, oh, there's not a market for that, but we don't really know because we don't have anybody who's able to experience something like that, because video games is still dominated by males, and it's not that females do not play games, because they do. It's just there isn't as much representation to draw more people in and be like, hey, that person's like me. I want to know their story, so I'm going to play this game. You know?
That's good. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to take the people that are not the typical kind of video game kind of people on there and say, okay, if you have like a woman, a mom, like, you know, I've watched Lifetime. I know a lot of women have, or Hallmark Channel, something like that. And so maybe it's a woman. It's not about beauty. It's about strength. That's what you're trying to identify, correct? Right?
Yeah, there's beauty and strength in anything you do. You know, there's strength in being a parent. You know, there's beauty in the love between you and a child, like that you're raising. Like those are powerful themes that, you know, they're explored in books and in movies a lot of times, but we still haven't touched that in video games nearly as much.
That's right, because we're always about the He-Man and the Macho
yeah.
Man, okay,
mm-hmm.
rescuing the damsel or rescuing whatever, right? You know, or the mm-hmm. bad, ugly monster and getting trying to slay him, for instance. That's great.
Yeah.
So you're really going to do that, aren't you? That's what you're in the process of doing. I want to play your games, okay? So I'm going to sign up, you know. So that's cool. That's cool. I like it. And some of your friends, are they helping you with this, or are you doing it? You said you work by yourself, but I know you have friends from all over the world. And are they helping you? Are they giving you ideas, or how do you come up with an idea?
Well, ideas are probably maybe the easiest part of any creating process. It's the actual doing that's hard. I do love drawing from everyone's experiences. This person in Taiwan, there was a person in Russia that I had met last week, and I was like, wow, just should have a little world map and start marking where everyone's from, because there's just so many people, and you'd be amazed on just, you know, living somewhere else, on how much that changes how you're raised and your experiences and how you look at the world. So, you know, the more you can draw from, I think, the better.
So you're saying that you met somebody from Russia. Was it playing a video game that you met?
Yeah.
This person? So you
mm-hmm.
were playing your video game, okay, or video game online, and this person said, hey, let's play together, right, or something
mm-hmm.
like that? Okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah, video games, it's powerful how play brings people together. Like, we grew up gamifying everything. Like, our early toys were just a hoop. We made games out of hoops. You know, humans have always been making games and trying to make things interesting out of, you know, something that's not interesting. So now that we have all this technology, it's easier than ever to start making games now. Because for a very long time, it was just very expensive, high-end, you know, commercial endeavors. So that's why the games that were made were very broad, like almost like all the action movies that tend to come out, like the Marvel movies. They're action-y,
right.
They're towards like as many people as they can get. So they often don't dive into anything specific. And I think it's a shame that we don't have more games that are smaller and aiming for specific stories to tell. Like, the games I'm going to make, they're not going to appeal to everyone, and that's okay. I think we have plenty of games that are aiming for everybody, to be inclusive for everybody. These games, I want them to be playable by anyone, but the story may not resonate with them, and that's okay, because that's, you know, you might read a book and be like, it was a good book, but I didn't get anything out of it. And that doesn't make it a bad book. It just means it's a book that maybe wasn't for you.
I like that. Okay. So so you're talking about like some of the games that you're creating that would appeal to me. I like everything, but so you're saying that maybe it would go for somebody like, I don't know, I get it. All right. So not the typical norm person.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it is. Maybe we all have I always tease you a little bit about being a nerd. And you guys who's listening now, listening later, Josh is beautiful on the inside and the outside. He has this huge heart and all that. But I know he's trying to really help people make a difference that way. So you're saying that it doesn't mean that, you know, maybe it would appeal to someone that looks like the brawny guy on the paper towel,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they have a nerdy side, right? Not a nerdy side, but a more scientific kind of whatever, right? So you're
mm-hmm.
saying that, okay, all right, I like it. I like it. And wouldn't you say RPG? What does that mean? You lost me on that one.
I was forgot to mention that. It stands for role-playing game. It's just a little acronym that it's usually used to describe any kind of game that where you're supposed to put yourself in the shoes of a character, and it usually involves the, you know, you kind of build and create a character as they grow stronger the way
right.
that you want to. So that's the role-playing aspect of it. And It's used a lot now, so I should have put that in there just in case people didn't know.
That's okay, because I'm asking her, what is RPG? Because she said, I was like, okay. And so role-playing games. So let's say
mm-hmm.
that somebody wants to be cross-gender. Are you going to have a game like that? Or transgender is better, right?
I want to be able, like, in future endeavors, when I make bigger projects, I do want to have, like, because a really big thing nowadays is being able to make your own character in your games, where you get to live the story. And I think now, more than ever, it's really easy to include options for, you know, intersex people, you know, transgender people. It's really easy to just be like, your character, what are they? You know, biology, they're a male, they prefer to go by, you know, she, her pronouns, and, you know, or they, them pronouns. It's really easy to just do that as long as you're thinking of that from the beginning. That's
okay.
A lot of game making is, as long as you're planning it, a lot of that is really easy to implement. But if you're making a game and then, like, at the end of the game, you're like, well, we want to include this, it's often really hard to plug it in. So as long as you're just like, I want to be inclusive and I want to be able to have these people be represented, it's very, very easy, I think.
I like that. So let's say that as a woman, right, I would like to play a game where I could be Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Rourke, and this is going to be way, you're not going to even know this, Mr. Rourke in Fantasy Island, right? So it's like, okay, you know, creating like the teacher, the one in, you know, in charge, right? So I could, you know, for me, I could say, okay, I want to be this kind of guy, create the what people want to play and you know, and that kind of thing, be that character in the game, correct? Or Mrs. Rourke, I guess, would be the better way to say
mm-hmm.
it for me, because I don't really care about being a boy or girl. I just, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Or being a mermaid, right? You know,
yeah.
If I want to be a mermaid and be the hero in my game, you can choose that, like A, B, or C, or D. So you start out creating that or having that option. That's what you're saying, right? That's a great idea, Josh. That's great. Did you dream about that? How'd you come up with that? By your own experiences? That's a great idea. Thank you.
It's a lot of things. There has definitely been one of the big examples that I can think of right now is there was a little independent game called Shovel Knight. It's just a little 2D platformer like Mario or Mega Man. And during one of their updates, they added a feature called Body Swap, where all the characters in the games had two models that could be used, a male model, a masculine model, and a feminine model. You could literally turn on Body Swap and say, I want the protagonist to be a girl. I want their friend to be a male. You could flip them. I want all the enemies to be, you know, a mix of male and female. And then you can just change all the pronouns or whatever you want. And so it didn't really take a lot of effort for them to put that in there, but it meant a lot to people because, you know, they don't get to play, you know, the main hero is Shovel Knight and his,
right.
their gender identity isn't like, they use he pronouns, but they're just a man in armor. So it didn't take very much effort to see, you know, change it to a female presentation, and it didn't change gameplay or anything, but it helped people and it made them, you know, able to resonate with them just a little bit more. You know, whether they're a straight or homosexual person, they could have made the main character and the love interest the same gender just because, you know, that resonates with them more.
Right. Where somebody else could come in and play it like a male-female role.
Yeah, if they wanted to, you know. It's options. Options are, like, so rarely a bad thing to have an option to customize an experience to make it better for you. That's just awesome. Can't really do that with a book or film, so that's just another thing I love about games.
Yeah, I guess you do. I can see that. I would love that. I was like, wow, I could play this part, you know, have all soldiers and be every one of us be a strong female, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Or, you know, and fighting the bad guys, and the bad guys are all men. I
yep.
love men. Okay, do you understand? You know, I love them, but that would be just that would be cool. I like that, right? So
mm-hmm.
Can you imagine all those who are listening an hour later, they get mad at their guy? I'm going to be a soldier now. Bye-bye, buddy. We'll see you later. So, anyway, or he could say, I'm mad at you, and I'm going to be the one saying, bye-bye, honey. I'll see you later. So it's all good. That's cool. Let me ask you this. How your art, are you designing the characters on paper or on your, like you were talking about it last week, doing the artwork, like designing them first or, you know, like, I don't know, paper or on your computer, however you do it. And mm-hmm. then you're building the game around the characters or the situations or, because I think you just said that, you know, whatever, are you choosing all that before? And, you know, choosing the heroines and the choices that you get to make. Are you doing that first, drawing it out?
Yes and no. I kind of just think of what kind of story I want to tell and what kind of gameplay would kind of go well with it. And then from there, it's like plugging in characters and stories. So like just the first game that I'm working on is more of like a personal endeavor because it relates very closely to me and my life and my story. So I've been drawing and creating the characters for a while. They've gone through a lot of iterations. Just trying to clean them up and make them look, you know, nice and recognizable. And from there, I just start building stories. I work a lot with my friends, especially my writer friends, just brainstorm things and how to tell the story efficiently because, you know, we just don't want experiences to drag on. We want them to be clear and concise because we don't want to waste people's time. I know everyone wants games that are bigger and longer, but I am a firm believer if the game should be this long, it should be this long, and you shouldn't stretch it to, you know, to sell your game as a longer game. So I'm not worried about making a really long experience. I'm just worried about making the clear story and tell the story and exactly how I want to tell it.
So you have somebody that writes the story? Is that what you're saying to me? That's that? Okay. So you have the idea.
Kind of me, but I am not that good at everything. You know, I'm trying to program, I'm trying to do art, I'm trying to do sound, I'm trying to do writing, and I'm not excelling at all of those things. So I would love to be able to hire more people to help me with this process, especially art.
Yeah.
I do love art, but it is a slow process for me. So I would like to be able to hire people to speed up my process at some point.
I like that, Josh. So let me ask you this. To start your, I know that you've got a business going and you're doing things with your games and your artwork. Eventually you're going to be looking for people to help you get your company off the ground, correct? So
yeah.
Okay, that's what, so we're all remembering that, and I hope that we can help you with it. You know, so you're getting your work out there now. And you're creating your games. You know, thank you for going into a lot of detail. I appreciate it more than you know, because I think everybody understands now. So I know there was a little question and everything. I was like, wow, I can't wait to play it. So, you know, that's good. And let me ask you this. I know that there are people out there that are is there organizations that you want to support or acknowledge when you get your work out there and you're making a really comfortable living? Is there things that you want to do to give back or giving your games back? Is that good for you? Or I ask you that, so I'm putting you on the spot. I apologize. So.
No, that's okay. I haven't thought about specific organizations. I mean, there's causes that I would like to support. Like, I mean, when I have the money to take care of myself, fine. Then obviously what I want to do with my extra money is work on future projects and be able to help people with that money. Like, I don't need to be super rich and have a big fancy house. I just want an apartment and a car and I'll be content. So I don't know any specific organizations at the moment. That is definitely something I'm going to do when I have the, you know, availability to do that. Just things that are close to my heart are just helping kids figure out, you know, and what was that one? There was one was mermaids is they help children with gender dysphoria, you know, whether that is transition to whatever their preferred gender is or just, you know, figure that out and work with the families. Because a lot of families are like, I want to support my child, but I do not know what to do because it's just a foreign concept to them. And that's okay. Like, there's things you're just not going to understand, even about your own children.
Right.
That's the only one that I can think of specifically. Just anything that can help kids make it easier, because that's supposed to be your fun time. And when you're struggling with all these issues and people don't know how to help you, even if they want to help you, it can feel really, really daunting. And then you become an adult and it just kind of sticks with you. And, you know, so
right.
Really important during those developmental years that you get the support you need to figure out who you are, you know.
I like that. That is so true, because I have a client who has a little girl who would prefer to dress and play with G.I. Joes, for instance, for boys' toys. And mom and dad are supporting her I don't know how you say that. So I'm going to say they're supporting her being the best version of herself, mm-hmm. whoever that is, right? And but the school isn't. So it's causing a bit of problems, or not problems, oh. challenges, you know. So anyway, that's great that you want to help those kids, you know. I always remember that sometimes people think we're supposed to be, we want our kids to be what we want them to be. Maybe they're not what they're meant to be. Whether it's being an engineer or you girl guy, it doesn't matter, right? So we just mm-hmm. gotta remember we want our children to be what they're meant to be. And they have a soul agreement to be whatever. Or you may say it differently. But I'm glad you're gonna get a new car. I always tease Josh about his car, and so he says, yeah, I'll get a new car. So anyway, all right, well, that's cool. But do you have anything else you want to share with us before we get disconnected here? So, because I've only scheduled the show a couple more minutes, but I'm looking forward to your games coming out. I thank you for giving the detail, because I was like, wow, that's kind of cool, you know, and what you want to do to help support children, you know, and people understanding more. And I've not met people like you that have a real heart to do that. So that takes some good stuff there, but your games would lead you right into that. So I hope you're able to help a lot of people have fun and enjoy the time and creating your games. That's cool. So and you get to talk to everybody across the world. So do you ever run into I wanted to ask you this, because you were saying you talked to somebody from Russia. Do you ever run into a problem with the language barrier, or is there a language barrier, or
Yeah, I really need to learn more languages. That is a thing. I've learned how to speak in a very default English kind of way, because the way I talk is very eccentric and weird. And I've learned through talking to people whose English is not their first language that I probably don't make a lot of sense to them. Like, I worked with people who were from the Philippines, and I would say these sentences because I like to add a lot of extra stuff into my sentences. Or, I don't know, character reasons or something, and they don't understand what I'm saying, so it's just, like, short, concise sentences or very clear sentences to the point where if you, like, talk into a translator, it should be able to kind of make sense, because the way I normally talk, it doesn't work. So, yeah, that is a thing.
I got you. That's cool. Well, video games, it seems like it's a universal language, so you're well on your way. So anyway, Jess, thank you so much. Well, I want to do some more stuff with you in helping you promote your games and helping people. So anyway, and you're going to have it out sometime in the near future, some demos that we can all play with, right?
I would love to, because that's how I would probably be able to get any kind of funding, is say, like, here's my idea. This is what I have so far. You know, I want to do it. I just need help. And
yeah,
I would
there you go.
Love to share that.
Good. Well, we will, you know, Angel Coaches wants to help you. That's for sure. All right, my dear, you take care. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And all those who are listening now or later, Josh will definitely, I know I'm putting him on the spot now, but I've already talked to him about it. He's going to have a way where you can connect with him and contact him and see his games, play his demos. And also, if you want to invest, there's always room for investors, right? Especially right now, Josh, because you're in the beginning. So,
yeah.
So anyway, all right. Take care, everybody. Bye now. Bye, Josh.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.